And how did God give you the gift of faith? This was the question posed to me when I visited a senior class in one of our post-primary schools. I had been sharing my own journey as a 17-year-old from agnosticism to faith in God. And I had learned that faith wasn't something my parents or teachers could give me. Rather, it was a supernatural gift that God alone could give. But the good news was that it was there for the asking. Ask and you will receive, Jesus had assured us. I had asked, O God, if you exist, please give me the gift of faith. And God had heard this prayer and he had responded. But he responded in his own time and in his own way. I was given the gift of faith over 1 year later. It happened like this. At the age of 16 or 17, they say that young people are at their most idealistic. My plan for my life was to train as a primary teacher, to work for a while in the third world, and then to marry and have a family. And so, when I heard about a group of young people from my hometown who were planning to go abroad to help others, my first thought was that this was a third world group. But when I visited their meeting, I was in for a surprise. There before me, I found about 16 teenagers, boys and girls, with a priest and two adults, kneeling around the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, praying the rosary. For someone like me, who hadn't got the gift of faith yet, the rosary was way out of my league. A lot of mumbo jumbo. And I was just about to turn on my heel and leave the meeting when I spotted a young girl from the town that I fancied. I hadn't realized that she was a member of this Legion of Mary group. Maybe I should stay. And so I did. About a month later, I was still attending these weekly meetings when volunteers were sought for a week-long missionary project on a small island off the west coast of Scotland called Arran. I ended up volunteering and I went with the group. Our mission was to go out in pairs each day and to contact the semi-hippie type people from the British mainland who holidayed there for the summer and to share our faith with them. My own faith was so weak that I never uttered a word for the most of that week. However, they say faith comes through hearing. And by the end of the week, I had caught the gift of faith from listening to my various young work partners. It was like Saul's Road to Damascus experience. At the end of the week, I had a fire burning inside me. And when I went to train to be a primary teacher in Dublin, a few weeks later. Wild horses could not prevent me from getting actively involved in working for the spread of the faith through Mary's Legion. And how did you know that you had the gift of faith? This was another question posed to me by senior students. How did I know that I had the gift of faith? And what comes into my mind there is, how do you know if you're in love? You just know. You may not be able to prove it to anybody, but you just know. And it was something like that. For example, a lot of the difficulties I had in believing up to this point seemed to just melt away, and I felt I just knew that God existed and that Jesus wasn't just another historical figure like, for example, Napoleon, but was who he claimed to be, the Son of God himself. I also experienced a new sense of meaning, purpose, and direction in my life. For example, if heaven was my true home, my eternal home, then anything that would help me get there was to be valued highly, while anything that endangered it had to be avoided. Faith was like a light turned on in a dark room. I could see where I was going, and I could see the different obstacles in my way that had to be avoided. And it helped me get from point A to point B in the room with confidence, knowing what to avoid and how I could travel safely without hurting myself or anybody else. To sum up, the gift of faith had given me also a basic wisdom, allowing me to see things in the light of God and in the light of eternity. And it had also given me a new taste for prayer. Who was responsible for my coming to faith? Looking back, I can see now that it was Our Blessed Lady, through her Legion, who at a crucial juncture in my life gently led me to faith in God and in her Son Jesus, into the lay apostolate, and from there eventually on to the priesthood. Now I know at first hand the meaning of the phrase, Mary is our spiritual mother, our mother in the order of grace.